News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Well, parenting may permanently improve your brain. That's for both mothers and fathers. It shrinks it, but it makes you smarter. Dr. Sabina Brennan is with us. She's health psychologist and author of Still Me, a Neuroscientist's Guide to Caring for Somebody with Dementia. This is new research that was done by a professor of neuroscience at the University of California. And it says that the brain actually changes its structure and size when you have kids.
Yes. There's kind of two overlapping mechanisms involved. So there's like a pregnancy-driven biological remodeling, which actually begins before the baby is born. And that seems to be, you know, an inherent biological mechanism where estrogen and progesterone rise dramatically, and those hormones seem to influence networks involved in social cognition, emotional interpretation, vigilance, and bonding. So that's like a pre-preparation one. But the key one that you're kind of talking about in terms of brain health and long-term influence is sort of experience-dependent parenting. So basically, you know, the acts of caregiving and parenting and all that involves seems to build what we call cognitive reserve, which kind of underlies brain health and may even influence risk of developing dementia in later life.
And in terms of a sort of a layman's interpretation, it seems to be that child rearing is such an intellectual challenge that it's like a fitness regimen for the brain.
It is. And it's not that it's an intellectual challenge necessary. And the thing is, that's what people often misunderstand about brain health, you know, and reducing risk of something like dementia is they tend to think, oh, I've got to do Sudoku. I've got to, you know, do intellectually challenging things. But brain health involves way more activities and that often are kind of associated with parenting, you know, problem solving, planning, well, multitasking, you know, learning new skills really kind of is the key. You know, even things like physical exercise, you know, running around after a toddler, they're all kind of beneficial for your brain's health. And, you know, raising a child, you know, it can be stimulating emotionally, socially. There's also the factor of, you know, having meaning and purpose in your life, which influences mood and all sorts of things. It's quite complicated, really.
And it's also, it changes to some extent what you focus on. The research says that what you focus on and what your priorities are in both men and women. It said that fathers become more interested and more focused on things like affection and support. And the brain of a father who is dedicated to parenting becomes more like the brain of a pregnant woman.
Yeah. I mean, basically, and what you alluded to earlier on is that, you know, the gray matter actually appears to shrink somewhat but connections grow. And that's kind of in a way about, how would you put it, shaping and refining abilities. And that's what really happens. You know, certain abilities are refined and you become better at them. And that's through, like with anything, you know, it's through practice and repeating and doing things over and over again that we learn any task, even soccer, you know, or you know, how to score a goal. You keep practicing and your ability and your skill becomes more refined and you become better at it. And, you know, parenting is classic way of having to repeat certain activities and things like, you know, being vigilant and noticing subtle changes in your infant and child.
Sabina, thank you very much for your time this morning. Dr. Sabina Brennan, who is a health psychologist and author of Still Me, a Neuroscientist's Guide to Caring for Somebody with Dementia.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.